Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Well, we started like a train, and we obviously went, I don't know, 9-10 points up, and we obviously used the wind. We didn't think there was much of a wind, but there obviously was. And we managed to get our scorers in the right positions. And obviously my son, Ryan, went off and got, I don't know, 4 or 5 from play in the first half. And then we managed to work out. Niall McGrath got a point. Brian Forbes got a point. And Jack Leahy was just doing his normal stuff, picking off scores. And we were delighted to come in. I think it was 13-4 at halftime, John. So we were delighted at halftime, but knew that Sars would get their 20 minutes, which they did in the second half, and we had to grind it out. Then they came back and they scored, I think, 1-3, 1-4 without reply. We missed a couple of scores, but we knew we'd get 5 minutes. And again, we just needed to keep 2 points, 3 points, and we did that. And there were some big scores. Mike Leahy got a score from inside his own half today when we needed it. And Jack Leahy got, again, another score when we needed it. And again, we were 3 points up, 4 points up, 3 points up. And then Sars were just dropping the ball. And again, the scorers always get the plaudits. But our backs today were fantastic. They were really good, John. Really good.
There was huge work rate and huge intensity in that first half in particular. And you couldn't fault the lads for dropping off, because the level they were working at in that first half was absolutely phenomenal. The levels had to drop at some stage.
It was very similar to last year when we played Sars in Lisgoold. We put in such a big performance in the first half. And the same today, that first 20 minutes was probably up there in the 3 years I've been managing of the best hurling we've done. Work rate, commitment, discipline, but also the way the lads worked the scores. And, you know, whether it was 50 yards out, 40 yards out, we just worked the ball to the right fellas today. And again, you're going in 9 points and you know that there'll be a kickback from Sars. It's like any team will have their moment. But we were delighted at halftime. We went in and we just said to the lads, half is done. We've got to go for another 30 now. And again, we knew that Sars would come back. And they did. They're a good team. And they took us down the stretch in the end. But for us in Dungourney, we're just delighted, John.
You learn a lot about your team, and it means an awful lot when you can dig in the second half when things mightn't be going well and come again and finish strongly. It means an awful lot.
It means an awful lot, because we had a three just after half time. The lads thought it was over. The umpire said it wasn't. We then had another score. We probably could have taken a score, and then they went bang, bang, 1-3. But again, we were just telling the lads to be calm. We made a few adjustments. I think we put Ryan out to the wing, and then we put Hego into centre forward. So again, the same as the previous match, we tried to work fellas around just to give Sars, you know, what they're doing. And I think it worked well. We then brought Ryan back to midfield to sit. And that last 10 minutes, when we needed to get a couple of scores just to settle us, I said, that Mike Leahy point from inside his own half, and I think that took us to 3 again. So they needed a goal, and then we had confidence in the backs today. I thought, you know, the fullback line, Shane Rohan again, superb today, came out a couple of times with the ball, Mike McGrath and Dylan, and then Niall Motherway was a colossal as usual. You know, we'd expect that from Niall Motherway. He's one of the senior players on the team. And look, Sars are a big team, John. They're a big, big team. But again, I think we're just delighted with the commitment of the lads, and we're in a final, so, you know, we'll see.
And absolutely great delight at the final whistle on the line amongst all yourselves, but particularly in the crowd as well. Dungourney people absolutely thrilled to be looking forward to a county final. This means a lot, Martin.
It's the people came over to me, you know, people I probably hadn't shaken hands with for a while, and you see the delight on the people of Dungourney. You know, we were there in 2015. I said to you before, it's 7 years ago. It's a long time, but you can't guarantee success, so you have to grab the opportunities. And we say that to the lads all the time. This is this year. This is opportunity. We've got the opportunity now to win a county final because we're in it. You know, you're not there to make the numbers up. You're there to win it. But the supporters today, they stayed around afterwards, the little kids getting autographs from some of our bigger players, shall we say. You know, the delight on the face of the children, you know, and, you know, that will stand to them. They want to go back to school now, whether it's Skeena School, whether it's in secondary school, and they want to pick up their hurleys and they want to play hurling. You know, it's just fantastic for the village.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.